Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Gary Lee Bullock is scheduled to go on trial on February 5th for the homicide and the torture of Father Eric Fried at the rectory at St. Bernard's Church in Eureka on January 1st. Bullock will also face arson and felony vehicle theft charges at his trial. The arson charge stems from the suspicion that Bullock attempted to start a fire as he was leaving the rectory in order to cover his tracks. The vehicle theft charge stems from the suspicion that Bullock stole Father Fried's car in order to get back to his residence in Southern Humboldt. Judge Marilyn Miles presided over the preliminary hearing and determined there is enough evidence to hold Bullock over for trial. The sheriff's office began an investigation on Monday into a vandalism case in which a billboard was completely cut down off of Highway 101, 200 yards north of the Bayside Cutoff in Arcata. Due to other cases of billboard vandalism, a representative with the company managing the signs had installed several trail cams in the area. Deputies checked the trail cams and witnessed a male suspect in possession of a hammer and a battery-powered saw. The suspect was wearing a hoodie-style jacket, lightweight hiking boots, and a backpack. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Today, the California Highway Patrol responded to a motorcycle accident on Highway 199 in the Crescent City area. 71-year-old Grants Pass, Oregon resident Arthur Guilfoyle was headed southbound on his motorcycle when he tried to negotiate a curve on the wet roadway. His rear tire began to slide and he lost control and left the roadway. The motorcycle rolled onto its left side and Guilfoyle fell to the ground. Guilfoyle was transported to the hospital with moderate injuries. The Coast Guard responded to a distress call from the 62-foot fishing vessel Joe Marie as it sank at the entrance of the Chetco River at just past 8 o'clock on Monday night. A 47-foot motor lifeboat and a helicopter were dispatched from Air Station North Bend to assist, and Coast Guardsmen rescued all four crewmen on board the vessel. There were no major injuries reported. The skipper reported that the Joe Marie was headed into port when a series of 9-foot waves pushed the vessel into the north jetty and then back into the middle of the channel where it sank. Crews were dispatched to deal with leaking fuel, and the Joe Marie will be salvaged from the channel as soon as possible. Del Norte County Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers arrested 27-year-old wanted man David Rhodes over the weekend. Rhodes, who was wanted on 3 felony warrants, one each from Del Norte County, Curry County, and one from Colorado, was reported to be at a residence at the Hidden Creek Apartments on Scenic Creek Drive. Law enforcement units set up a perimeter, and Rhodes was later found hiding in an apartment. The resident of that apartment, Jose Pena, along with two women, Fawn Ochoa and Stephanie McDonald, were all arrested in connection with Rhodes. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In the 9 years since the Headwaters Fund has been in operation, it has played a role in helping businesses and communities across the North Coast. The three components of the Headwaters Fund, the Community Investment Fund, the Revolving Loan Fund, and the Grant Fund, have all been used to make tangible improvements to the community. Supervisor Mark Lovelace pointed out that all three funds have been successful and that the Revolving Loan Fund is a good example.
Over $7.8 million has been loaned out over time from the Revolving Loan Fund. And with all of the loans that they've made, there's only been 3 losses to date. So it's been a pretty successful program. That's only 3.5% of the funds that were involved in losses over time. So it's been a pretty successful program, and there's been a lot of businesses locally that have benefited from that.
Lovelace also highlighted the Community Investment Fund and the projects it's been used to help get completed.
Community Investment Fund originally started with $5 million. That's been used for large projects that are, you know, regional significance in terms of their importance. The flake ice plant for the Fisherman's Terminal in Eureka was one. That got $500,000 from Headwaters, $300,000 for telemedicine equipment for St. Joseph's Hospital and their new tower, $187,000 for the new commercial kitchens at Foodworks in Eureka. These are all more recent ones.
The Headwaters Fund has injected more than $16 million into the local economy, and that $16 million has been leveraged into more than $40 million in additional funding. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.